It's the Joe and Alex Show on radio now. Sing it now. It's the Joe and Alex Show on radio now. It's the Joe and Alex Show. Sorry, stealing myself.
You're making this a really happy moment. This isn't necessarily a happy moment. It's kind of messed up.
What's kind of messed up?
What our technical producer, Lenny from Houston, is about to share with us.
Okay, let's go and see if I can actually get this to work. Lenny, good morning. Are you there, sir?
Good morning, Joe.
There we go. We got it working.
You know, I don't play no games.
All right, man. So I hear there's a story going down with you that has to do with somebody's life almost being ruined. What's the deal here?
Well, you know, I told myself if I ever became famous and had a high platform, then I would expose the college that I went to, or actually the university. But I'm not famous yet, so I can't expose them. But I will tell the story about what happened to me while I went to further my education. So my first semester of school, all of a sudden I start getting searched everywhere I go. My dorm gets searched, my car gets searched, and I'm like, what is going on? Like, the police were pulling me over. And I get this email one day when I'm trying to get into my dorm, and my card wasn't working, and the front desk lady was like, are you Lenny? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, I can't let you in. If you're here, I need to call the police. And I was like, oh, Jesus. So I check my phone, and there's an email that says there's a warrant out for my arrest for aggravated assault.
What?
With a deadly weapon.
You're kidding. Is this serious?
No, it's very serious. So I look at the little paperwork with the warrant on it, and apparently an anonymous student came forward and said that I had a gun on campus.
Whoa.
Lenny's right. Got a gun.
Lenny's got a gun. Right. So I'm pulling up into the parking lot, and the security guard pulls up behind my car. And he's like, I can't let you leave, man. I got to call the cops. So this officer pulls up on me, slams me into my car, puts me in cuffs. And he's like, you're under arrest for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
So it's all because this random anonymous person just randomly said you had a gun when you didn't.
Well, it gets deeper. So I went to jail for 3 days.
What? No way.
Lenny, I didn't know you were such a bad boy.
How old were you?
How did we hire you?
I was, I think, 19 at the time, 18.
Oh, my gosh. Baby Lenny in jail.
Baby Lenny. I was squishy, man. I got on the phone with my mom, and I just cried.
And you know why this is funny? Because, like, Lenny's such, like, a good, funny, nice guy.
Such a good
like,
guy.
Like, I couldn't imagine, like, cops, like, trying to arrest him. Like, he's too nice.
Right. And this shouldn't have happened to me.
So, hold on. But the only evidence that they had, Lenny, was an allegation. There was no actual evidence that you had a gun on you on campus?
Yes, just by them saying that I had a gun, I got arrested.
Now, Lenny, hold on. I hate to say this, but I don't know how else to word this. When you were in jail, were you anybody's, bitch?
Seriously, Joe?
The guys in jail were super nice to me, but I'm going to admit, I stepped into the shower with no shoes on.
Ew.
Don't ever do that.
Ew.
Yeah, you got to be able to have traction.
That's where they let their babies swim.
Yeah. Oh, okay, Lenny, thank you. Thank you for that. All right, don't drop the soap either.
That's
God,
sick.
Now I'm scared of jail.
Okay, so you're in jail for 3 days. You call your mom crying, and then what happens?
So I get out of jail, and the next probably like 6 months of my life are ruined because I had to stay in the house going through these court cases over and over. Because like technically I got bailed out, but I was still going to trial for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
I wonder like how many people that this actually happens to, that you actually didn't do something wrong and you get accused for it.
833-JOE-ALEX is our number. That's 833-563-2539. I guess like how has your life ever been maybe affected, almost ruined, because this would have ruined your life, by somebody else's lie? Like, what did they say? What happened? What were the consequences? So, all right, what ended up happening, though, Lenny? Because you had this going on for a while. Did you go to trial?
Long story short, it comes time to go to trial, and the case gets dismissed because the kid who accused me left the country.
Well, why did they leave the country?
I guess he just wanted to ruin my life and run away.
But what would the motive be behind that? Did you do something to upset this person or what?
I was super... The kid... I found out the kid who did it, and I was super nice to this guy. He was, like, really into computers, and I was like, you know what, man? I'm gonna give you a taste of the college life. I took him out to parties with me. Like, we had fun together. I guess he didn't enjoy it. But, I mean, when I went to trial at the school... I found out that it got a little bit deeper than that, and one of the teachers actually set me up, but that's a little too deep for today. We might get back into it.
Where did they think the gun was at? Like, in your pants?
I don't know. They searched my car. They searched my room. They searched pretty much everything. They, like, turned my life upside down, and nothing appeared, but they still were able to arrest me just on suspicion.
I mean, maybe they saw something in his pants, you know, like, whoa, what's that? That must be a gun.
Wasn't a gun.
That was his love gun right there. Okay.
My love gun shooting out.
Okay, let's talk to Robert this morning. Robert, what's going on, buddy? What happened with you?
Yeah, so I was working at this clothing company in the mall, and I'm not going to say the name because I don't want to bring up that issue and anything, but yeah, I went to jail because they said that I stole from the company off the computer. I'm not a computer genius or anything, but they said I was going to jail for stealing money from the store's account. And when it came up to the trial, and I went to jail for about 2 weeks, and it never made it to trial because they kept pushing it back and pushing it back. So eventually, my lawyers convinced me to go ahead and take a plea deal and anything, and I had to do community service. And then later, I found out that the company that was trying to get me arrested and everything was going out of business, so they needed a Ponzi just to throw everything on.
You're joking. No. That's really what happened?
So you were the fall guy?
I was the fall guy.
Dang. Oh my gosh, so now have you like tried to do like a lawsuit to now sue them for putting you through all that?
I've tried, but I can't get in contact with anybody.
Oh man, I'm so sorry. That is awful. I mean, what evidence did they have that you supposedly stole? Did they have you on video like at the computer or something?
No, that's what they were saying. They said that they had me on video and everything. I was telling everyone, like my lawyer and everyone, that I was being watched the entire time. Like yeah. There's no possible way that I could... You know, and this was during training, so there was no way I had anybody's codes or
right.
anything like that. So
that
it was
so
it was no possible way that I could steal money from the company's account and transfer it to anybody else's account.
Right.
By the way, I didn't have a bank account, so how was I supposed to get the money from their account and put it in my pocket?
That's juicy.
I don't know. You're the criminal mastermind. Tell us, Robert.
I mean, right, obviously.
Yeah, I'm glad that you didn't end up, like, you know, getting into too much trouble. You ended up getting out of jail, at least.
Yeah, that's some good news right there. Let's talk to, Tiana?
How did someone else's lie almost ruin your life? 833-JOE-ALEX.
That's 833-563-2539, or social media at Joe and Alex Show. Is it Tiana?
Yeah.
Hey, what happened with you?
So I had a guy when I was a freshman in high school that spread a rumor around the school that he had a video of me doing something that I shouldn't have been doing.
Mm-hmm.
So basically they said special kisses. So.
Yeah. Okay, I get you. And what was he like, threatening to release it or what?
No, he was telling everybody that he had this video, but it got to a point that like, there were his friends were saying they had seen this video, and I had never done it, so I knew the video was not real. I mean, I knew he didn't have any such thing, but people were saying that they had seen it, so obviously people believed it because, you know, he's sitting here like, oh, yeah, I've seen it.
Dang.
Wow. Now, was there a video, though, just for real?
There was no video. It never happened.
Okay. I'm just wondering.
Joe's hopeful. I believe you.
Okay. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. If you couldn't get through, take it to our Twitter. Give us a follow there, too. It's @Joe and Alex Show.